Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
So I graduated from Gregory Portland High School, and I wanted to be a comedian, so I drove out to Los Angeles, California to start my career. She graduated as the valedictorian, the homecoming queen, the fucking everything queen, and she ended up with a full scholarship to go to NYU in New York City. She goes to New York, I go to Los Angeles. Now you're thinking to yourself, well, how did the two of you end up together? Well, I went home to visit my parents, and me and my dad were drinking and driving around town like we do, and everybody relax. I was driving, he was drinking, okay? And later on, we switched, but and everybody relax, because we're Texans. We weren't really drinking, it was just beer. Yeah. We decided to stop at the post office, and that is where we ran into her father. I am not surprised that we ran into her father there. He works there. There's three employees. He's one of them. I also want to make it very clear in this story that everybody understands that I did not go up to him. He came up to me. And he said, Steve, I've been looking for you. He said, my daughter's going to be in Los Angeles starting next week for the next 4 months. I'm very worried about my baby girl. And I don't know anybody that lives there but you. I would like to ask you, Steve, to please be there for my daughter if she needs you. And he wrote her phone number down on a little piece of paper and he handed it to me. And I thought to myself, wow, I knew I was gonna fuck her. I didn't know you were gonna hook it up. I didn't say that. What came out of my mouth was more like Allstate. I go, she's in good hands. And I'm sorry I said that, ladies, but that is the truth. And I know you're thinking to yourself, wow, Steve, I thought you and Renee started a little more romantic than that. No, 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 no. Ladies, I'm sorry, but that guy that you met that took you candle making and antiquing, he only did that to get laid. Yeah, that's why he did it, because he got what he wanted and you got what you wanted. But you know what? I'm proud of you, ladies, because all the other women before you, they left because they thought they could do better, but not you. You saw a fixer-upper. People ask me all the time, they go, Steve, why do you put up with it? Well, I'm a below average man married to an above average woman. And I work my ass off to keep her, just like he does, ladies. So tonight, remember why he fell in love with you and give him a little some of that tonight. Please, help him out. I'll be honest with you, man. I didn't even think I had a chance, all right? That girl is beautiful, smart, and classy. And all the girls I dated before her had glitter on their tits. But I am dumb and ambitious. And when you are dumb and ambitious, you become very successful. I called her up. It was a Wednesday night. I'll never forget. It was her first day in town. I found out that night that she was going to share one hotel room with six other people for the next 4 months. I told her not to do that. I said, I'm going on the road to do comedy tomorrow. I will be gone for 4 days. You can stay in my apartment and be comfortable. Nobody will be here but you. I came back 4 days later. She was in my apartment. And here's what freaked me out. She cleaned it. Other girls stayed. They never cleaned it. They stole some shit, but they never cleaned it. And I'm talking about for real clean, fabuloso clean. I'm talking about, like, this girl swept and mopped and vacuumed. She washed the sheets on my bed, which had never been done before. They were still covered in glitter. But after she cleaned my house, I thought to myself, oh my God, I'm gonna marry this girl. And that's the last time she cleaned our house. It was me and her for the next 4 months. She never left. We hung out every single day. At the end of the 4 months, she said, I gotta go back to NYU. Do me a favor. I said, anything. She goes, don't tell anybody from back home that we're dating. I didn't even know we were dating. She goes, keep our secret. I don't want my dad to hear from somebody else, because if he hears from somebody else, he's gonna have a heart attack. She goes, we will tell them when we go home for Christmas. I said, okay. I tried to keep the secret, but my dad was asking questions. What's going on with Raymond's daughter? I said, nothing, Dad, nothing's going on. Bullshit, nothing's going on. I said, Dad, nothing's going on. He goes, you're fucking her. I said, yes, yes, I am, yes, yes, I am. He goes, I knew you would, son. He said, they all go dumpster diving. He goes, that's where your mother met me. I said, Dad, please keep a secret. We're gonna tell everybody over Christmas. But I didn't help my dad keep the secret, okay? See, I love baseball, and I travel this great country of ours. I go to baseball games. I miss my dad. So I always buy him a hat from the home team, and I mail it to him, right? So I had gone to New York to visit her. I went to Yankee Stadium. I bought him a hat. I asked her to mail it to my dad. She put her return address. Some of you remember that there are 3 employees at that post office. Her father is one of them. My dad gets there to pick up his mail, and her dad is holding the box. He says, why are you getting mail from my daughter? And my dad goes, well, Steve's fucking her, and he left. That's how he found out. We're all laughing now, but shit was bad, man. I mean, he did not have a heart attack, but he did get Bell's palsy. And for those of you that don't know what Bell's palsy is, that's when half your face no longer works. I have to go home for Christmas, sit down in front of this man, and let him know that I am now the boyfriend of his daughter, and he gave me the number, and half his face is not working. And I am a comedian. I don't need this shit. The only way I know how to make friends is to make jokes. We sat down together, and he goes, I'm still mad at you. And all that came out of my mouth was, well, you should tell the other side of your face. Six months into her living with me, I got Bell's palsy. Oh, her father called up right away. He goes, that's what you get. Karma. It's karma. I said, I don't think it's karma. I think it's your daughter. I think your daughter gives men that love her Bell's palsy. Because I made a mistake. And that mistake is I married a beautiful woman. Beautiful women are a pain fucking ass. They are expensive, they are takers, and they are selfish. If I could do it all over, I'd marry a chubby 6 with a good personality. Those are givers. And as I say it out loud, I realize that that's exactly what she did. Don't laugh, fellas, I can see most of you. Me and my wife, man, we're the complete opposite. That's no bullshit. We are the complete opposite, and we never, ever, ever agree. As a matter of fact, my wife told me one time that she would agree with me, but then we would both be wrong. Oh, sometimes she agrees with me, and it fucks me up. It does. She'll be like, that sounds great. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Well, if you want to do that and be happy, you should. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. I don't want to be happy. I want to be with you.
Watch Steve Trevino, Simple Man, only on Netflix.